Well, today what I'm going to talk about is what some of you may think of as the con position on the salmon farm. And I didn't start out that way. I started out pretty optimistic and impressed with the design and the plan that Nordic had put forward. But I wanted to know more. So I started to dig into some of the details of the site, the technology, the track record of the company, and at the risk of completely losing my wife's undying love, the commercial salmon market on a global scale. But the more I read, the more I decided that we need to know a lot more about an operation like Nordic's or Whole Oceans, which is another operation that's going in upstream in Bucksport, before I think we have enough information to make really informed decisions. And by we, I mean us as citizens, also our regulators, the regulatory community, which works hard. They're often understaffed or underfunded, and there's a lot out there that they need to know, they want to know, and they are dying to know, if only we can give them the tax money to do it. So they need, I think, better answers. And I'll talk a little bit tonight about the particular areas in which I think we need to have more information. But the main reasons why I'm concerned about this particular facility is it would be the largest, if not the largest, one of the largest recirculating aquaculture systems put on land in the world. So we're, in our little town of Belfast, are going to be a world leader if this goes through. 1 minute. The facility is going to be extremely large. It is going to essentially be a completely controlled environment for growing salmon all the way from the fry or the egg stage to the adult, process them, and send them out. At full capacity, this plant will hold 8 million salmon at a time. The tanks that they are installing are going to be the largest, what do they call, RAS tanks built in the world so far. That's impressive, but it's also a cause for concern. And I'll share those concerns with you all tonight.